Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz, filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to Daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Revi'i, the 26th day of the month of Adar. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Zevi Saunders of the Delray Torah Center in Delray Beach, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Saunders slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Saunders pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are adopting. To receive the daily Tehillim Call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim Call. And now, b'kavod, with great honor, Rabbi Saunders.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I'm just here in shul. We had an event, but I wanted to do the Tehillim call and hopefully bring some Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael. So this week's Parsha is Parshas Pekudei, which talks a lot about the Mishkan, of course, and they set it up, and they made it, and they made all the vestments and the garments of the Kohen Gadol, and then they brought it all to Moshe, and he stood it up, put everything together, and eventually Hashem Shekhinah rested on the Mishkan and amongst the Jewish people, which historically happened on the first day of Nisan. So the 7 days beforehand were the 7 days of Miluim, the 7 days of practice where Moshe would put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down. And that started on the 23rd of Adar. So we're now on day four, historically, of what was the giving of the Korbanos and the setting up of the Mishkan. Also, some people say that the world, Rabbi Elazar says, the world was created in Nisan. Now, there is a dispute. When it says it was created in Nisan, does that mean the day man was created, like Rosh Hashanah, is man was created, was on the 1st of Nisan, which would mean the creation of the world will start earlier on the 25th of Nisan, or does it mean that's the day of day one when light and darkness were created and therefore man wasn't created till day six? So if you say like the first opinion, that means today would have been day two, the day that Shomayim was created. But anyway, I wanted to focus a little bit on Parshas Pekudei, because we all know Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei repeats again and again and again what the Bnei Yisrael did and what we were taught already in Parshas Terumah and Tetzaveh. And we know it all already. It was told to us in Terumah Tetzaveh, Moshe told us, so why would we expect them not to do it? They could have just said they did as Hashem taught Moshe, like it indeed it does say many times in this parasha. So why do we have to go? Think of the poor sofer who has to spend hours and hours writing down Vayakel Pekudei. Think of the Baal Kore, like myself, who has to spend hours practicing and preparing the parasha, because of course, as the way these things go, a lot of the words and the notes are different this time than they were the first time in Terumah and Tetzaveh. So it's not like, oh, we'll just repeat the same parashas again. No, just to keep you on your toes, it has many differences. Think about how cheaper a Sefer Torah would be if you didn't have the hours they were writing Vayakel Pekudei and the extra parchment. Think about how many halachas of the Torah are only learned out for one of the 13 ways that we use the Torah. In fact, Hilchos Shabbos, although Shabbos is mentioned many times not to do malacha, there's only one of the 39 malachos is mentioned, and that's from last week's Parsha, not to kindle a fire. Most of it is learnt out from Joshua's of connection to the Mishkan. Why is that not written down? Why did Hashem choose to repeat again and again and again how and why they made the Mishkan? And other things are not mentioned. What are we to learn? What inspiration can we gain from this that we can take into our lives? And the truth is, I think the answer is that Hashem is trying to show us that every little bit of work that we do in preparation for our mitzvot or our religious lives counts towards the mitzvah, otherwise known as Hechsher mitzvah, the preparation for mitzvah, but more than that. This is so beloved and loved by Hashem that he chose to put it in Torah and show us how important it is. So now, of course, it's busy getting ready for Pesach. It's a lot of work to do Pesach. Either we're busy cleaning our houses, or we're deciding what clothes to wear, what excursions we're going to go on at our Pesach programs. Either way, we're doing a lot of work. We talk about the chayalim, the soldiers. Think about how much work goes in, and meetings, and planning, and how much work they have to do that goes into the mitzvah of defending Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And I think that's exactly the lesson of this week's parsha, that every second that we are busy with our Pesach cleaning, every second we are standing in line at the shops waiting for hours to do our shopping and so on and so forth in preparation for Shabbos on a weekly basis, in preparation for Pesach, in preparation cooking for Shabbos, and all the other things that we do, every second not only counts as a mitzvah, but that is so special to Hashem, the time that we spend running around. I remember when I was in yeshiva many, many years ago, our Rebbe used to say, if we go to bed with the intention to get up and to learn and to feel good about ourselves that we can learn, the whole sleeping becomes like an 8-hour learning session. And he used to say that 8-hour learning session is better than your 8-hour learning sessions during the day. Because during the day you talk, maybe you schmooze, you get distracted, so you miss out bits of the learning, it gets broken up. But if you sleep with the intention of having the energy to go about your Torah day, that's 8 hours full of learning of Torah of the Chus. And therefore, if we took that lesson to heart, and when we're busy doing some of the seemingly mundane activities, then we can enrich our lives. You think about it, Yom Kippur had just ended. They were coming down, you say to somebody, right, let's go get some inspiration, the Torah, the Luchos, we just got it. Let's go see what Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu, let's go see what they're doing. And we come in, and Bezalel is sewing, and he's banging on the gold, and they're chiseling out the wood. And you say to yourself, wait a minute, this is the Kedusha? I thought they'd be sitting all day learning. No, because everything we do in preparation for a mitzvah in this world is so special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're sitting down next time doing seemingly mundane things, we should know that even the mundane is laced with Kedusha, it's laced with holiness, it's laced with the potential to bring us to the reward that we deserve, and of course the coming of Mashiach, which we hope and pray for every day. Now let's turn to our Tehillim. We are going to start with Kapitel Chof, Psalm 20. This is a very special kapitel, which is said many times for people who are ill that you're not there, you're from a far distance, and we will say it together. Lamanat Seach Mizmor LeDavid Yanecha Adonai B'yoy Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakoy Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitziyon Yisodeka Yizkair kol min chaysecha, v'yoy lasecha yidash in estela. Yitel lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atzotcha yimalei. Nuran en obi shu ofecha, v'shem aleheinu nidgoyl. Yimalei adoinoi kol, v'ol mishal istecha. Ata yodati, ki hoshia adoinoi mishichoi. Yaneu mishmei kodshoi, b'gvuroi, yesha yiminoi. Eile vorecha, v'yile vasusim. V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Hei ma karu v'nafalu V'anachnu kamdu v'nisbeidod Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yoyim kareinu. And now we move on to Psalm 23, Kapitel Chof Gimel. Give you a second to get it. This one again shows that whatever happens, Hashem is able to help and secure all our needs, even at the time of big distress. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai ro'i lo yechzor, b'noi steshe yarbitzeini. Amenu Gam ki eilei v'gei tzalmavet, lo iro ro, ki ato imodi. Shiftecho mishantecho heima yenachamoni. Tareich lefonai shulchan neget meruroi. Ishanto Vashem and Roshi Kaiti Revoya. Aktoi Vachesed Yidufoni Kol Yimei Chayoi. Vashavti Beveit Adonai Liyoyrech Yomim. And now to the other side and the other end of Tehillim. And we will do Psalm Kuf Chof Aleph. That's a little 1-2-1. Give people a second to get it. This again a declaration of our faith. and our prayer for God's constant protection, which of course, and particularly we see regularly with the miracles happening in Israel. Shir lama alos esoi nael hehorim meyayin yovoy ezri. Ezri meyim adonai oisei shomayim vaoret. Al yitei lamoit raglecha al yonum shomerecha. Hinei lo yonum velo yishan shome Yisroel. Adonai shomerecha adonai tzilecha al yadi minecha. Yoyma mashemesh lo yakeko. We are Reach Baloila. I do know Yishmael Khami Kara Yishmael Snapshecha. I do know Yishmael Tesacha Vayecha. Meato of Yadoilam. Now, Koflamet 130. Familiar. Many people have the custom to say this in their Sesame Teshuva. And many say Mimamakim. The depths refers to the depths of Golos, of exile, which we are clearly in at the moment. Psalm 130. Shira Malo is Mimamakim. Korosicha Adoilam. Adonai Shema Vekoli, Yeno Adnecho Kashuvoi, Lekai Takanunoi, Yema Vinoi Tishmoyo, Adonai Miyamud, Yemecha Selicha Lema Antivorei. Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, Vilidvaroi Haichalti, Nafshi Ladinoi Mishemirim Lavoiker, Shemirim Lavoiker, Yache Yisrei Lel Adonai. Im Adonai Yachez, Sed Viharbei, Imoi, Vedus, Vuhu Yivtes Yisroel, Miko, Oil Avoi Noisov. And now, Kuf Mem Beit. Maskil Le David, Vi Yoisoi Bamoros, Vetila, Koili El Adonai Yezok, Koili El Adonai Eschanon, Eshpoek Lefonov Tzichiz, Zorosi Lefonov Agiz, Pitate polai ruchi, vato yodatum sivosi, poirazu ahale tom nu fakli, habet yomin urie veni makir, ovan monois mi meni, doireis nafshi, zoakti elecho adino, yomarti atomaki, helki beeret akayim, hakshi varino, sikidalo sinioid, hati leni mi roide vaki ametsu mi meni, hoitia mi matke nafshi loide teshemecho, Yakiru Tadikim, Kisigmail, Oloi. And now we will start Achenu together in Hebrew and in English. Achenu Kobesh Israel, Hanusuni Betorah Vishibya, Oimedim, Ben Bayam, Ben Bayabosha, Amokoim Yerachim Aleihem, Beyotiyem Misar Alevacha, Meafel Aleira, Vishibut Dikula, Hashtab Agalazan Korir, As of our brothers, the entire house of Israel, who are in distress and captivity, who are situated, whether at sea or whether on land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them, and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and at a time that comes soon, and let us all respond, Amen. And now the Misha Berach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Misha Berach, Avos Tehienu, Avraham Yitzchak, V'yakoyim, V'yavareich et Chayalei Tzahagon Ale Yisroel, V'ashe Koychot Apitochon, Hoim Dima Mishmar, Atzeinu Borei Lehenu, V'gvol Alevon Norma, Bidba Mitzrayim, Amayom, Agadol Alevon, Ravavo, V'amokom Sheheim, V'yabasha, V'avir, V'yom, Yitkein Adonai Tovena Komim Aleinu Nigafim Livneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka Mikol Nega Machla V'yishlach Brocha V'Atzlocha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedihem. Yalbes Onehem Takihem V'yatzirein B'Kesser Yeshua V'Tez Mitzachol. V'Kuyam V'Hem HaKosul Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ahilechim Achem Lilochem Lochem V'Moye V'Shem Doshia Eschem V'Noimar Amen. Now the Mishaber for the Shavuyim, which we hope will be the last time we ever have to say this, and they should all be released speedily today. Misheberach Avisenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Yaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yishmar V'Yinzer Et Nedreis V'Hagdon Al Yisrael Shvuyav V'Etzarachinu Anusun V'Tzor V'Shirya V'Avosh Karakol HaKodesh Hazem Mitzpale Bavurom HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachimim Aleihem Yosef Mikoshet V'Tamovet V'Moitzoritem Yenategom V'Mitzukritem Yoshiyem Yeshivei meheiro lechegmish b'chotehem. Yodul adem rechatsa v'nevlo'ta l'vnei adam.
Mikoyam behem akotuv. Vodoy adino yeshuva no voratin abrina. Vatzimchat oylem al roisham. Sato in the simcha yasigu v'nato yagoin v'anacha v'nemar amen. Now I shall recite the Misha Berach for the Cholim, those who are sick. I will have a pause for approximately 30 seconds to allow you all to insert your own or the names that you have to pray for. Misha Berach, Abitain, Avram, Shavi, Yaakov, Moshe, V'yar, and David, and Shlok, and Hu, Yavarech, and Rabbi S. Ba'avur sha'anu mispalel ba'avuram. Hakadosh bischazer, Hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lachalimam, rapostam, lachazikam, lachayotam. Ve'yishtach lehem mehero for shalema, v'chol evireim, v'chol gideihem. V'sok sh'ar choyle Yisrael. Rufuas ha'nefesh, rufuas ha'guf. Hashtav ba'golov, izman koriv v'numar, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Saunders. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Sashem, again very soon. For all of us here at the Tehillim Daily Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.